and all the rumors and all the behind the scenes and the numbers behind this stuff, Daryl has it all.
I mean, yeah, he's been all over the dome,
especially like on our Wednesday podcast. So what we normally do is we tape right after the game, which is wildly successful on YouTube. Like I look there and I'm like, I can't believe it clicks.
Oddest thing to hit the YouTube since a panda sneezing.
Probably. And so like what we do a lot of post game stuff there, obviously, and what he gets right out of the locker room and all that. So that does really well. It does really well on YouTube too, but it's also, you know, a regular thing on the Odyssey app. And I'm very appreciative of all the people that download the podcast on that. But the Wednesday one, man, there's always good stuff, like little nuggets about the team. I'm always surprised by sometimes the stuff that Daryl has. And I'm like, I had no idea that was going on, or this is that, or wow, I can't believe this is why this is happening with the Dome. He's got a lot of the answers behind the stuff, and you know the future of where they're going to play. And so I would the Wednesday podcast always has that kind of stuff. And then Daryl throughout the week does these things called Brownie Bites, where it supplements what he writes for on the website at 92.3 The Fan. But he always has some insight or some stuff throughout the week. So Daryl and I are pretty much doing two podcasts a week as far as the Browns are concerned, and then we'll figure out what we'll do in the off season. But it's been a good year. I will tell you that a lot of people are finding it for the first time, even though it's been on for a few years. All right, let's talk about the Cavs.
Well, hang on. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, 92thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So, yeah, make sure you subscribe that because it is great stuff coming out of that pod. Now you were saying.
The Cavs, to me, I don't know, are they a great surprise? Are they? We knew they had talent on the team, but you come out again, and now you're 5-0 to start the season. You got Orlando here. Now, next week's going to be really interesting, or not this weekend, I'm sorry, with Milwaukee. So you got Milwaukee on Saturday at Milwaukee, and then they come back home on Monday night. And so they're pretty much playing every other day right now, too. So you've got Orlando tonight. You've got Milwaukee at Milwaukee tomorrow. So they'll hop on a plane after the game. To me, that could be a kind of a schedule loss. You know what I'm saying? That's a quick turn, and then come right back and play Milwaukee. But, I mean, the way they're playing right now, why would you – I'm not penciling in losses anywhere.
I wouldn't – and the reason that I wouldn't pencil in losses anywhere is because they're finding scoring from everywhere.
So five out of the six four out of the five games, they've had a different leading score. So Mobley now twice after leading the team with 25. So Toronto, the first game of the season, he had 25 – against Los Angeles last night, the Lakers, he had 25. But otherwise, it's Garland with 34, Mitchell with 30, Wade with 19.
Yeah. And by the way, Dean Wade has been awesome in the I hate calling it the small forward. It's really the three at this point, and it's right. Just due to the fact that like positions have become so fluid at this point. But Dean Wade has been awesome in that starting lineup, and just his ability to stretch the floor. He's been doing well on the defensive end as well. Like, it's been really impressive to watch Dean Wade step in there. And I know they're going to have a conversation when Max Strus comes back. Boy, I have a hard time limiting the amount of minutes I'm giving Dean Wade right now. If his body can hold up and if his body can handle it, then keep him going, because, boy, is he playing well. I mean, just it looks like the offense so far, and again, we're five games in, but it looks like the offense you wanted to sign up for. It looks like the offense that we were craving when J.B. Bickerstaff was here. The ball is moving. They're moving without the ball. Everybody's getting touches. Everybody's finding points. There's different ways that people can exist in here, and they could score a number of ways. They could score inside. They could throw it in the post. They can operate in high screen and roll. They can operate off the wings. They can there's so many different ways. And the other thing that's been so impressive, man, is the fact Ty Jerome stepping in, and it's almost like you bring in another offense when Ty Jerome steps in there. Of somebody who's like, okay, I'm going to be a pass-first point guard, an old-school facilitating point guard, and we're going to set everybody else up, and I'll find points along the way. Like, it just feels like this team is so much more multifaceted than it once was.
It's fun, but I think you asked the other question is, are you a believer? And, you know, I love looking at headlines. I mean, that's the whole reason Quick Predicts kind of evolved in the beginning. But so just I'm just looking at, you know, some of the headlines, Cleveland.com, Chris Fedor talking about the Cavs' hot start. Sports Illustrated, Cavs fans will be fired up right? They're fired up about some big take about the way they're playing right now. King James Gospel. Cavaliers silence the doubters in monstrous win over the Lakers. Fadeaway World. Cavaliers hot start. Are they for real this time? Like all these headlines that are sitting there. And I think that I think we're all kind of wondering what this like what this is. And is it as simple as just changing the coach? Is it really that simple? Or I think it's a combination of you've got a new philosophy.
Yeah.
Guys are fired up about their role on this team. And I still want to see how this works with Garland as we progress throughout the season. Because right now, everything's perfect, right? Everybody's work. Garland, you find a spot for him to be the go-to guy, or he makes his own way. You know, give him the ball, give him the opportunity. And it seems to me like, you know, Kenny's got no problem with guys firing off threes, even if there's no one underneath the bucket to get the rebound. So, and but if I'm a coach that's 5-0 right now, I'm thinking about retiring. Hey, I'm walking out, man. See you later.
But it feels like threes in the flow of an offense. Last year, it felt like three-pointers. It was like J.B. Bickerstaff, go ahead and go shoot threes. Well, where do you want us to shoot them from, coach? Behind the three-point line. Go get them, kids. Like, that's kind of what it felt like. Where this feels like there's an offense, there's a flow to it, we're setting people up. And as long as you're winning, you're not worried about that. Now, exactly what you're saying. It's the most truthful statement of life. Every single solution isn't typically one thing. It's typically a bunch of things that cause one thing to happen. And where the blame pie takes you is a different conversation. I think some of it might be maturity. I think some of it might be the fact that, you know, Donovan Mitchell went, this is my home. I'm staying right here. Let's go. I think some of it is the fact that Evan Mobley is taken care of long term. Maybe he's pressing a little bit less, knowing that no matter what, I'm going to be compensated for the rest of my life. Maybe it's, hey, we spent the offseason with Evan Mobley working on his ball handling skills and his ability to do different things to fit inside of this offense, so we have another facet. Like, there are so many aspects that go into all of this that make it what it is. The questions we have, we're not going to know until later on, which is, okay, what does this look like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and you're down by 7. Who has the ball in their hands? Who's scoring? And is everybody okay with that idea? Like, that's the kind of stuff that I wonder about with this offense. Is it just going to be, again, Donovan Mitchell, here's the ball, high screen and roll, pound, 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 spread the floor, or are you going to still run semblance of an offense to get the job done? And then keep high screen and roll in your back pocket, but also have all of these other facets you could succeed with. That's what I worry about, wonder with this team. Worry is the wrong word. Wonder.
I'm just enjoying the ride at this point.
Absolutely.
You're 5 games into the season. It's like, okay, if you're 3-2, then no one's going to worry about it. But they won games that I think that I don't want to say championship quality teams, but I'll say this, good teams in the NBA should be winning. Toronto, Detroit, Washington.
Yeah.
Those are games that are going to. I think
you
Orlando.
Beat the Dregs. You got to beat the Dregs.
I actually think Orlando is a really good test for this team because we know what kind of pressure they put on them during the playoffs last year.
Yeah, without Paolo, though, it's tough. I mean, it'll be a fun test and all that kind of stuff. Not having Paolo there is like, oh. As someone who just enjoys good basketball, I know Cat, you know, you don't root for injuries, but I know there are Cavs fans.
What's the rub here then on Milwaukee the next 2 games? And by the way, can we go into this? Do we like this? This is what, the second year of this where now you have back-to-backs, almost a mini baseball kind of format where you play, like, they play Milwaukee twice, they play Atlanta twice, coming up a little bit later in the month. I'm looking for their back-to-back games against teams. They have Indiana in January back-to-back. I'm assuming this is all central teams.
Yeah. I'm good with it. I mean, it's how you play in a series anyway. Like, when you start getting into the playoffs, you run into the same situation. Like, I'm fine with it. Save you a little on travel, save you a little on hotel. Okay, sure. I have no issue.
You still have to travel. It's a home and away.
Right, but you save on the airplane. You know, not having to hop on the airplane to fly somewhere else to play that game. Instead, you just play the two that are there.
I love the fact they don't have to make a West Coast trip until after Christmas. It's Golden State, Los Angeles. I mean, they don't play the Lakers until December 30th. They play them New Year's Eve.
That'd be fun to keep
on. It's a 9 o'clock start. Against the Lakers on New Year's Eve. That's interesting.
Seacrest out, Cavs in.
Yeah, oh, good call. Mm-hmm. Good call. Let me sneak in a phone call here. Ron's in Lakewood. Hi, Ron. How are you?
All right, Ron.
I'm doing great. How are you guys
doing?
Thanks
for calling, man. How are you?
No, everything's great. From what I observe, if I look back at it last year, it was either Garland won the game for us or Mitchell won the game for us, and I see us playing together more as a team. As you guys stated earlier, there's We're setting the ball up for anybody and everybody. And I know it's five games in, Andy, and you know I'm a believer. I've been a Cleveland fan for five decades. We're going places. And not to blame Blinkerstaff, whatever his name is, but I tell you what, this coach has his team going. We're 5-0. And it's not truly to talk about a championship team. Look at the players we have.
You're right, Ron, and the idea that your turn, my turn basketball, it doesn't feel like it's there anymore. It doesn't feel like whoever brings the ball up the floor gets to shoot. You know, which for a while with that offense last year, it felt like whoever brought the ball up the floor gets to shoot. You know, not totally to the level of Dallas last year, but like it kind of got close. And it definitely feels like there is a system, there is an offense that all fits together, and it's working right now. Now, we're five games into an 82-game season, so you take everything with a grain of salt. But, man, it's a lot of fun.
Let's go. Oh, here we go. Desmond, New York City. What's up, Des?
Hi, Des.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's calm down.
Cole Palmer jersey yet for Chelsea Football Club? Did you buy that one yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm giving up on Chelsea. I'm switching over to Arsenal.
That's some serious front running on your point.
I wish I could call you a Fairweather fan, but I have no idea, so I just don't care. Front-runner.
I like the Arsenal fans more. They're a bit more rowdy.
That is an accurate point. An accurate point.
All right, Des, we shouldn't be excited over the win over your Knicks, right?
Absolutely not. Come on, man.
No, that was, there's it, no it, way.
It's
yeah.
like a preseason game. You can't assess an NBA team until 20 games in anyway.
I don't know. They're doing things that were bothering fans, that were bothering us. It seems like the correctable things have been corrected. And I don't care who they're playing. You still got to – I mean, Mobley's got an impact in some of these games. He's playing more aggressive. The style is different. And you can – as a basketball aficionado that you are, you can respect that and recognize that.
I don't like the roster. You know, the Bucks are cooked, so they're going to trade Giannis probably. I think Giannis is gone, definitely gone by the trade deadline.
Coming 100%. To the Knicks or no?
No.
You don't want him?
Okay. He's probably going to the Heat. But, you know, I think the Cavs are a good team for sure. I don't think they're a championship-level team. I think they're like a 4 or 5 seed. And one injury, though. One injury to Donovan, and they're a play-in team. And that's for sure. Like, Donovan goes down for 2, 3, 4 weeks, they're a play-in team.
But let's be honest. If Brunson goes down for the Knicks, what does it look like?
The Knicks are star-studded, man. The Knicks are top-heavy. All the Knicks need is a three-point shooter, and they'll get one at the deadline.
Yeah, see, you're higher on Towns than I am. I am not a Towns guy, Desmond. I watch him, and he does so much silly things.
He just had a 45-15 game.
Oh, I know, but he also fouled out in Cleveland.
Okay, well, they're looking, you know, they're just starting to play together. The Knicks, you need 20 games to assess any NBA team. Like, I'll call you when we're 20 games in, we'll see where we're at.
All right, Des, hey, I'm taking you up on the Rangers game this year, 100%. This is the year we do it. Okay, I know. Well, I got things going on, man.
Andy, yeah. I got to tell you something. Last night I was in my hotel room. Guess what I was watching on the YES Network? Corey Kluber, Yankeeography, no-hitter.
Oh, the no-hitter?
Corey Kluber, Yankeeography.
No, you've got to sell it if you're going to do it. It's Yankeeography. Oh, my God. I'm just makes me nauseous. So nauseous when you're inside the stadium. Des, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're done with him?
Yeah, it's a curse.
Goodbye, Des. Oh, man. All right. Are you buying? Is Desmond right? Like, you can't be too excited about the Cavs too early? Then again, he's not. He's kind of a Cavs hater, let's be honest. 216-474-0092. Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The